Earlier this morning, I spoke to Aishid Ahmed. She's a Pakistani who lives in Australia. She's a prominent community leader in Australia. She has a young son who lives in Pakistan along with her family, and it's obviously extremely worried. She's been talking to them. She's been on top of all the issues. She's got the latest information. I spoke to her a short time ago. She's actually overseas at the moment, but she knows everything about what's going on. I started by asking her how she first learned about this atrocity.
Look, actually, I just stepped off a plane, so I'm in Singapore, and I just happened to check into Facebook, and all of a sudden saw all these news feeds and people sending their prayers and best wishes for, you know, the families of 141 victims. Then my cousins who are in Pakistan, we have this group feed going on WhatsApp. And I saw basically minute by minute details, coverage, news stories, quotes, eyewitness accounts from people they know. And I was just horrified. I mean, just considering what's happened in the last couple of days in Sydney, you know, I was in the city during that day as well. And I think we're all still trying to get over that. And that was, you know, two victims. Now we're talking about around 131 kids. The teacher who's been, you know, set on fire alive, and all these other teachers that were killed. How much of a threat can people or kids going to school be to these terrorists? And regardless of whether you're Muslim, non-Muslim, Pakistani, non-Pakistani, you know, I think we all agree that this is barbaric, it's heinous, it's monstrous, and, you know, you just cannot kill innocent kids.
What impact will this have on the people of Pakistan?
Look, I've been speaking to some of my cousins and a lot of people. I mean, I've been here in transit for about 6 hours. That's all I've been doing, is speaking to my cousins, speaking to loved ones over there. They're all in shock. They've been telling me the nation's crying. They're going to have a three-day mourning period. Everyone's in shock. People just want to get their kids from school and hug them tight. I think around the world, the impact's being felt not only on social media, but just, you know, if you're a parent, if you're a child, if you're a teacher, just anyone, you know, you just cannot fathom that someone would do that. And some of these stories that are coming out, they're horrific. You know, not only did the terrorists you know, open fire in the classroom, they set the teacher alight in front of the kids, and on top of that, dragged them from under the desk to make sure that they were actually dead, shot some kids multiple times, and on top of that, made the kids, there's this Quranic verse, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, basically, you say that, you know, if you know you're going to die, that's one of the verses that you say in order to kind of prepare for death. I mean, can you imagine going up to these kids and forcing them at gunpoint to say that?
Aisha, what do you know about this Taliban organization in Pakistan? How strong is it?
Look, I think from what I hear and, you know, stuff that's coming out, they obviously didn't have the manpower or the guts to really attack the army, because this is what they were directing. It's pretty much a revenge attack against the army. That's what they were directing it against. They couldn't attack the army, obviously, because, you know, didn't have the resources, I don't know, or the manpower, but... You know, this is a cowardly way of getting back to them. So, I mean, I think we've seen, you know, incidents in the past where there's been suicide bombings, you know, marketplaces, in a mosque, but not to this extent where it's completely directed at kids and so many of them. I think we're all shocked that we've never seen anything at this kind of, you know, extent.
Well, Aisha, it certainly has sent shockwaves around the world. We really appreciate you finding the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's just very tragic. And, you know, I think some of the images that are coming out of there, some of the quotes, I mean, One that I'd read about is just this woman saying that my son went to school in his uniform and came home in a coffin, and I think that really sums it up.
It's just devastating. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Thanks a lot.